This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's a foggy Monday morning. It's still lingering. Yeah. High falls here.
It was thick fog.
Yeah. Driving in so much you had to actually concentrate. You're white knuckling.
I had to turn off my radio.
What? Because of the fog?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like that. When I'm lost, I turn off the radio. I'm like, shh, I'm lost. I mean, it's so bad. But yeah, this morning's fog coming in, it was thick. So I had to have total silence, you know, so I can obsess about the road in front of me.
I think you were up all night, probably had bad sleep because of the Bills game.
Oh, that was a nightmare. But no, I was up all night, like every half hour, because my dogs were barking, which they never do. But last night was such a cool night. I left like my window open in my kitchen mm-hmm. and my dining room.
Yeah.
Which resulted in the sounds of barking echoing through my house. And my dogs were barking back. But I'm telling you what, it wasn't dogs. It wasn't a fox. It was coyotes. It was like tons of coyotes barking at each other. I don't know if it was coyote puppies or what, but it sounded like a lot of them.
And you're in Chi Lai.
And I'm in Chi Lai. Okay. And they're probably wandering up through the woods out and back, but whatever it was, they hung out there for the night. I'm like, move along. They'll move along. And my dog was freaking out, which makes my little guy, who's kind of blind, just freak out. He doesn't know what he's barking at. He's like, yeah, we're barking.
I'm chesting up.
Yeah. What are we barking at? I gotcha.
Yeah. I got your back. Dog start barking. Because I have multiple rescue dogs too. Yeah, one will bark.
Yeah, I'll one just, barks and the other one's like, yeah.
Yeah, we're ready to go. Said. I don't even think it was the coyotes. I think your dogs were mad about the Bills last night, too. And they were just up all night, like, frustrated, ugh, barking, showing their
even the coyotes
disapproval.
Were upset.
Yeah, they were, too. Everybody was.
Man, they're out yelling, screaming, yeah, hollering. Maybe they were out back jumping through tables. I don't know. I don't know. Coyotes were out there doing something, having a big old party in the middle of the night all night long.
Is it happening in your area, too? Because Webster, we've had our share of coyotes for
that
sure.
Had to be what it was. That's exactly what it sounded like.
And on that note, is anybody else getting bitten more this time of the year? Webster, my legs and arms and neck. Look at these three bite marks on my neck. Yeah. I just got devoured this weekend. I don't know why. Either I taste really good this weekend or I don't know. There was a birthing of more mosquitoes because all these little ones were out and about just. Is it just Webster? Am I alone?
I will say I've gotten some relief since having my yard treated. I decided to invest and get my yard treated this year, and it has saved me from being devoured because that was pretty much my life. Mm. You and I would come in here and commiserate over
bites. Who's got more bites?
Oh, yeah. No, I got one here. Oh, yeah. You do have one more than me.
So can I come hang out at your house today? Now, please?
Sure, just shoo away the coyotes. You can come on over.
TJ Bowen, producer Hope, can water affect a wedding?
Well, I was getting ready for a wedding this weekend. My building, unexpected water maintenance.
Oh.
My water shut off. I didn't find out about this until after I was getting home from my workout.
Uh-oh.
Covered in sweat. Like, there is no me not showering.
So no, you went stinky? You went stinky to the wedding?
No, I was running around trying to figure out every other thing I could possibly do till my water got turned back on at the last second. I'm texting the maintenance people. I'm like, can you please, 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 please let me know if it turns back on early. I have a wedding. Can you do my building first?
Right. Either that or, you know, some of these great truck stops, they have showers.
Okay.
Could have run into them. Yeah. You know,
I was on the verge of running over to the gym again and being like,
yeah, your gym has a shower.
Hey, I'm back to use the shower, please.
Hi, yeah, your local YMCA. I mean, there's so many options.
So you got cleaned up in the nick of time.
Got cleaned up in the nick of time. And then I wasn't anticipating getting a shower at the wedding, too, but...
Wait, you got wet at the...
rained on?
At the reception, the bartender accidentally threw a drink in my face.
First of all, how is that accidental and why?
So
you called this a drink and then you accidentally threw it in my face.
Oh, is that how it happened? It's watered down. Yeah. I can taste that on my face.
Try again. And then he threw it in my face.
No, I was saying goodbye at the end of the night and someone went to give me a hug and accidentally punched me in the ear.
Like, wait a second. Like, really hard?
Hard enough that I went to the bartender to ask for ice.
Oh, that, okay.
For your ear?
He had a ring on.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because who gets a bruised ear? Nobody. Well, that could swell.
So I asked for ice, and then he goes, oh, well, do you want to take this and throw it back at him? Not realizing that the cup he was holding was filled with water.
Ah.
Wow.
And I said, no, I'm all set with the ice. Thank you so much.
So the universe was awesome to you on wedding day.
It was a water day.
Yeah.
Like, all these water things happened to you. Wow. By the way, was that before or after pictures? Did you have a big wet stain on your...
It was after, thankfully.
Okay, okay. And by the way, it wasn't your wedding. You were just attending.
Yeah.
You were just attending. Okay. Oh, man. Did you tip the guy? Did he apologize? Like the bartender? Here,
I'm
throw
so
that.
Sorry.
I tipped him earlier in the night, so.
Let me see your ear. Oh, it's fine, as predicted.
Now, days later.
Oh, stop.
What happened at the wedding? It was a left hook. I didn't see
it
coming.
It was a bruised ear.
They were just trying to hug you. Went a little high there. Yeah. Oops. Has anybody... caught a bruise like that?
Not an ear.
Yeah, an accidental hug.
I don't think
cartilage isn't going to bruise easily. Okay,
I don't think you can bruise an ear.
Mm. There's no blood. There's not as much blood as other parts of your body.
My ear's been more swollen by these mosquito bites that keep getting me in the ear than your little left hook there, accidental hug. Wow, we got to find out if there's any good news from this wedding, or it was just all about getting water and ice thrown on you. That's next. TJ Bone, producer Hope, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Coming up in just about 16 minutes, we're going to let you know about the Fall Guitars and Stars lineup. We're so excited. And when are tickets going on sale? That is definitely on the way. Hope, you were an usher at a wedding over the weekend? Usher, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you helped see people.
Yes, first time ever being an usher, not my first time in a wedding, but I was shocked because I was back waiting for the processional to start, and the coordinator went to lock the doors and put a sign up, and I was like, what are you doing? She's like, we're starting this ceremony on time at 2:00, and no one will be walking in late interrupting. She's got the keys, she puts a sign up, if you were not there by 2:00, you were not getting into this wedding.
Mm. Wow. Be on time, be early, or you're shut out.
I've never been to a wedding that started on time.
Right.
Let alone had the doors locked. I was like, how are people going to... I feel like most people plan to show up a couple minutes late to a wedding. So there were some unlucky people who were sitting out on the stoop at the end of the ceremony.
You know, there's that one guy up, can't get in. Good thing I kept the receipt for the gift.
That's right.
You know there was one guy.
I'll just see y'all at the after party anyways.
Man, I've never seen the doors locked.
I've
like
never
it.
Had
but
the doors locked either.
You know what? You're supposed to be there. You're starting on time. You don't want people interrupting, coming in late. But I think many people are fashionably late on purpose.
Right. So that's why I was shocked. I was like, do they need to send like a memo out? Do they need to let people know that if they are not there, they are getting shut out?
Wow.
That's very old school, though. Like, who had a school teacher that did the same thing? Like, if you were late for class, that bell rang, and if you weren't in there, they'd lock the door. And then you'd have to stand there and look through the little window and knock.
Yeah.
And then everybody in class would laugh at you, and the teacher would nod like, nope. Down to the office.
TJ, you've been out of school. You've been out of school a long time. Obviously, it still bothers you.
It was yesterday.
Hope was a usher at a wedding, and she witnessed for the first time the wedding coordinator lock the doors exactly at 2. We're starting on time. If you're not in, you miss out. And some missed out.
Yeah.
Fashionably late, maybe got caught in traffic. They were locked out. They missed the ceremony. Wow.
Yeah, well, they're not alone. This one said, hey, the smoke alarm went off at the hotel that I was at getting ready for my wedding. I was late for my wedding by 30 minutes.
And I bet that caused panic. Imagine a groom up there sweating.
Man.
No, she said she still loved me. She did. You know what I mean?
I didn't hear my cue. I guess I didn't assign a person to tell me when it was time. So I was behind a big heavy metal door and I'm just standing back there talking with and finally my mother came back and she was like, it is time for you to come out. I was like, oh, okay. And so in my wedding video, you can hear Steve and the pastor going, yeah, I'm sure she's here somewhere. No, you're sure you saw her back there? Yeah, I saw her back there.
It's
don't be nervous.
Hide and go seek. Who cares where Waldo is? We're trying to find TJ on her wedding day.
This texter said, I'm a middle school teacher and I tried to do the whole lockout if you're late method, but the office didn't like it because there were so many kids that were late. It was easier just to let them into class.
Maybe they need to start teaching being on time a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? On time is 15 minutes early. That's what on time is. Maybe we set that watch, get there on time.
15 minutes early.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a foggy Monday morning. It's still lingering. Yeah. High falls here.
It was thick fog.
Yeah. Driving in so much you had a... actually concentrate your white knuckling.
I had to turn off my radio.
What? Because of the fog?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like that. When I'm lost, I turn off the radio. I'm like, shh, I'm lost. I mean, it's so bad. But yeah, this morning's fog coming in, it was thick. So I had to have total silence, you know, so I can obsess about the road in front of me.
I think you were up all night, probably had bad sleep because of the Bills game.
Oh, that was a nightmare. But no, I was up all night. Like every half hour, because my dogs were barking, which they never do. But last night was such a cool night. I left like my window open in my kitchen mm-hmm. and my dining room, which resulted in the sounds of barking echoing through my house. And my dogs were barking back. But I'm telling you what, it wasn't dogs. It wasn't a fox. It was coyotes. It was like tons of coyotes barking at each other. I don't know if it was coyote puppies or what, but it sounded like a lot of them.
And you're in Chi Lai.
And I'm in Chi Lai, okay. And they're probably wandering up through the woods out and back, but whatever it was, they hung out there for the night. I'm like, move along. They'll move along. And my dog was freaking out, which makes my little guy, who's kind of blind, just freak out. He doesn't know what he's barking at. He's like, yeah, we're barking.
I'm chesting up.
Yeah. What are we barking at? I gotcha.
Yeah. I got your back. Dogs start barking. Because I have multiple rescue dogs too. Yeah, one will bark.
Yeah, I'll one just, barks and the other
go.
One's like, yeah.
Yeah, we're ready
what
to
he
go.
Said. That's what my little guy
I
does.
Think, I don't even think it was the coyotes. I think your dogs were mad about the Bills last night too. And they were just up all night like frustrated, ugh. Barking. Showing their
even the coyotes
disapproval.
Were upset.
Yeah, they were too. Everybody was.
Man, they're out yelling, screaming, hollering. Maybe they were out back jumping through tables. I don't know. I don't know. Coyotes were out there doing something, having a big old party in the middle of the night all night long.
Is it happening in your area too? Because Webster, we've had our share of coyotes for
that
sure.
Had to be what it was. That's exactly what it sounded like.
And on that note, is anybody else getting bitten more this time of the year? Webster, my legs and arms and neck. Look at these three bite marks on my neck. Yeah. I just got devoured this weekend. I don't know why. Either I taste really good this weekend or... I don't know. There was a birthing of more mosquitoes because all these little ones were out and about just. Is it just Webster? Am I alone?
I will say I've gotten some relief since having my yard treated. I decided to invest and get my yard treated this year, and it has saved me from being devoured because that was pretty much my life. Mm. You and I would come in here and commiserate over
bites. Who's over got more bites?
Oh, yeah. No, I got one here. Oh, yeah. You do have one more than me.
So can I come hang out at your house today now, please?
Sure, just shoo away the coyotes. You can come on over.
TJ Bowen, producer Hope, can water affect a wedding?
Well, I was getting ready for a wedding this weekend. My building, unexpected water maintenance.
Oh.
My water shut off. I didn't find out about this until after I was getting home from my workout.
Uh-oh.
Covered in sweat. Like, there is no me not showering.
So no, you went stinky. You went stinky to the wedding?
No, I was running around trying to figure out every other thing I could possibly do till my water got turned back on at the last second. I'm texting the maintenance people. I'm like, can you please, 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 please let me know if it turns back on early. I have a wedding. Can you do my building first?
Right. Either that or, you know, some of these great truck stops, they have showers.
Okay.
Could have run into them. Yeah. You know,
I was on the verge of running over to the gym again and being like...
Yeah, your gym has a shower.
Hey, I'm back to use the shower, please.
Hi, yeah, your local YMCA. I mean, there's so many options.
So you got cleaned up in the nick of time.
Got cleaned up in the nick of time. And then I wasn't anticipating getting a shower at the wedding, too, but...
Wait, you got wet at the
more... Like rained on?
At the reception... The bartender accidentally threw a drink in my face.
First of all, how is that accidental and why?
So
you called this a drink and then you accidentally threw it in my face.
Oh, is that how it happened? It's watered down. Yeah. I can taste that on my face.
Try again. And then he threw it in my face.
No, I was saying goodbye at the end of the night and someone went to give me a hug and accidentally punched me in the ear.
Like, wait a second. Like, really hard?
Hard enough that I went to the bartender to ask for ice.
Oh, that, oh, okay.
For your ear?
He had a ring on.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because who gets a bruised ear? Nobody. Well, it could swell.
So I asked for ice, and then he goes, oh, well, do you want to take this and throw it back at him? Not realizing that the cup he was holding was filled with water.
Ah.
Wow.
And I said, no, I'm all set with the ice. Thank you so much.
So the universe was awesome to you on wedding day.
It was a water day.
Yeah.
Like, all these water things happening. Wow. By the way, was that before or after pictures? Did you have a big wet stain on your...
It was after, thankfully.
Okay, okay. And by the way, it wasn't your wedding. You were just attending.
Yes.
You were just attending. Okay. Oh, man. Did you tip the guy? Did he apologize? Like the bartender? Here,
I'm
throw
so
that.
Sorry.
I tipped him earlier in the night, so.
Let me see your ear. Oh, it's fine, as predicted.
Now, days later.
Oh, stop.
What happened at the wedding? It was a left hook. I didn't see
it
coming. It
was a bruised ear.
They were just trying to hug you. Went a little high there. Yeah. Oops. Has anybody... caught a bruise like that?
Not an ear.
Yeah, an accidental hug.
I don't think
cartilage isn't going to bruise easily. Okay,
I don't think you can bruise an ear.
Mm. There's no blood. There's not as much blood as other parts of your body.
My ear's been more swollen by these mosquito bites that keep getting me in the ear than your little left hook there, accidental hug. Wow, we got to find out if there's any good news from this wedding, or it was just all about getting water and ice thrown on you. That's next. TJ Bone, producer Hope, at your B-Morning Coffee Club. Coming up in just about 16 minutes, we're going to let you know about the Fall Guitars and Stars lineup. We're so excited. And when are tickets going on sale? That is definitely on the way. Hope, you were an usher at a wedding over the weekend? Usher, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you helped seat people.
Yes, first time ever being an usher. Not my first time in a wedding, but I was shocked because I was back waiting for the processional to start, and the coordinator went to lock the doors and put a sign up, and I was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "We're starting this ceremony on time at 2 o'clock, and no one will be walking in late interrupting." She's got the keys. She puts a sign up. If you were not there by 2 o'clock, you were not getting into this wedding.
Mm. Wow. Be on time, be early, or you're shut out.
I've never been to a wedding that started on time.
Right.
Let alone had the doors locked. I was like, how are people going to... I feel like most people plan to show up a couple minutes late to a wedding. So there were some unlucky people who were sitting out on the stoop at the end of the ceremony.
You know, there's that one guy up, can't get in. Good thing I kept the receipt for the gift.
That's right.
You know, there was one guy.
I'll just see y'all at the after party anyways.
Man, I've never seen the doors locked.
The doors locked either.
You know what? You're supposed to be there. You're starting on time. You don't want people interrupting, coming in late. But I think many people are fashionably late on purpose.
Right. So that's why I was shocked. I was like, do they need to send like a memo out? Do they need to let people know that if they are not there, they are getting shut out?
Wow.
That's very old school, though. Like, who had a school teacher that did the same thing? Like, if you were late for class, that bell rang, and if you weren't in there, they'd lock the door. And then you'd have to stand there and look through the little window and knock.
Yeah.
And then everybody in class would laugh at you, and the teacher would nod like, nope. Down to the office.
TJ, you've been out of school. You've been out of school a long time. Obviously,
but
it still bothers you.
Like it was yesterday.
Hope was a usher at a wedding, and she witnessed for the first time the wedding coordinator lock the doors exactly at 2. We're starting on time. If you're not in, you miss out. And some missed out.
Yeah.
Fashionably late, maybe got caught in traffic. They were locked out. They missed the ceremony. Wow.
Yeah, well, they're not alone. This one said, hey, the smoke alarm went off at the hotel that I was at getting ready for my wedding. I was late for my wedding by 30 minutes.
And I bet that caused panic. Imagine a groom up there sweating.
Man.
No, she said she still loved me. She did. You know what I mean?
I didn't hear my cue. I guess I didn't assign a person to tell me when it was time. So I was behind a big heavy metal door and I'm just standing back there talking with and finally, my mother came back and she was like, it is time for you to come out. I was like, oh, okay. And so in my wedding video, you can hear Steve and the pastor going, yeah, I'm sure she's here somewhere. No, you're sure you saw her back there? Yeah, I saw her back there.
It's
don't be nervous.
Hide and go seek. Who cares where Waldo is? We're trying to find TJ on her wedding day.
This texter said, I'm a middle school teacher and I tried to do the whole lockout if you're late method, but the office didn't like it because there were so many kids that were late. It was easier just to let them into class.
Maybe they need to start teaching being on time a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? On time is 15 minutes early. That's what on time is. Maybe we set that watch, get there on time.
15 minutes early.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.